Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.
Welcome to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Steve is the founder of Financial Solutions for Business, the author of the Ultimate Business Owner Plan, and certified exit planning advisor. He uses his 25 years of working with successful business owners and interviews with top advisors and successful business owners to help baby boomer business owners create the business and the life they have always dreamed of. Now, here's Steve.
Well, thank you once again, Spike, and welcome back to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show, where we talk with advisors to help business owners create the business and the life that they've always dreamed of. And we've got a guest on now, Eden Sunshine, who focuses on exactly that. His company is Level 7 Development, and the topic he's specifically talking about is how to build and grow a scalable, highly efficient systems driven business that will really serve the owner's life. Eden, thank you very much for coming on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Steve, it sounds like we have a former eMyth consultant reunion today.
It sounds like it. I think we do.
You and myself and Shannon. I don't know who else is coming in after me, but we should have a party.
That's a party right here on the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show, as always.
That's right. Thanks for having me on.
That'll be all the former eMyth folks. But, Eden, it sounds like that you really have designed a business that really does help owners create the life that they've always wanted. So give a little bit about your background and kind of how you got to where you're at today.
Well, thanks, Steve. You know, I was really excited to hear Shannon because, you know, we're all sort of operating in that same space, and the fact that she's created that great software program just supports the work that we're doing on our end here and really helping business owners to, create a business that is going to serve their life, because that's what this is really all about.
Right.
And I'm just in the process of finishing and getting ready to publish a book called Woohoo, Successfully Transforming Your Business and Your World. And the woohoo moment is that moment in time where a business owner can connect in reality that experience of, this is what I've really wanted to create for my business, and this is what I've wanted to create for my life.
Right.
And have that moment where they can stand on top of the mountain with their hands over their head and go, woohoo, I did it. I was inspired by this idea over the last 15 years of working with business owners and experiencing this reality that so many never get there.
Right.
So many business owners become, you know, no matter how hard they work and how smart they are and how they persevere and they come to a point, and even Shannon mentioned it earlier about hitting a plateau or hitting a point where it doesn't go any further. And
right.
the sad thing is sometimes they fail. You know, I mean, we know the statistics of business failure, but I think what's even more tragic is the fact that they get to a point where they're stuck and they become cynical and they say, this is as good as it gets.
Right.
And so, you know, I've been searching, like many of us, for a solution that would enable a business owner to be able to effectively navigate through that, those sticking points in their business, and so they can experience that woohoo moment. And the cool thing about it is, once you get there, then you're going to redefine it, and so you can have another woohoo moment.
A new point A.
And hopefully in the midst of it, because I feel really strongly that if we're going to work, we might as well enjoy what we're doing. And part of the premise of the book and the work that we do with our clients is grounded in this idea that, let me back up. Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, described and his motivation for Starbucks was that Starbucks, or the environment of Starbucks, would be what he would call the third place, meaning that most people spend a majority of their time at home and work. Now, I don't know which one comes first, but for many business owners, work comes first and then home.
Right.
And what Howard was trying to do is he was trying to create this, and I think successfully creating this environment where people will go, well, if I'm not going to be at home at work, I'm going to go hang out at Starbucks, because it's hopefully this enjoyable environment. Well, I don't know where and why it happened, but work is all of a sudden a that dirty word or going to work is a dirty word. People don't like it. And
right.
I think that's tragic, not only for the business owner, but for the employees. And so, you know, I'm hoping that maybe one day on my tombstone, it'll say, you know, help me work a better place for everybody. And so that's really motivation behind everything we're doing.
No, that's exciting, and it's really the motivation behind the work that I do. Maybe not as directly, but it's you know the motivation behind this show and the motivation behind the book that I wrote called The Ultimate Business Owner Plan, and really mm-hmm. my work with clients as well. So I'm right there with you. There's no reason why that a business can't be a vehicle to help owners achieve what it is that they want out of life.
Right.
And not just, you know, something they do and feel like that they're stuck and chained and all these negative connotations. So,
right. Trap not progressing, yep.
Trap not progressing, exactly. So who, you know, kind of what's your ideal client? Who's your target market? Where do you focus mostly?
Well, most of the folks that we're attracting, you know, seem to be business owners that have a couple years of experience in their business. You know, I have talked – it's interesting because I've talked with some folks that are startups and very new and they don't know what they don't know. So you start talking about some of these concepts and realities of what they're going to experience, and they're either too arrogant to accept it or too ignorant to want to hear it, you know.
Yeah.
Sadly, I don't mean that in a negative way. You know, I guess maybe. You know, it's like, wake up, guys. You know, you don't know what you're getting into. You know, and you know, I've consulted some folks that were going into business, and I've said, you know, let's be realistic about what you're going to experience. So my target is typically business owners that have been in business for 3 years or longer. They have, you know, five or more employees. We work with companies up to 300 employees. You know, they've got some revenue depending on whether or not they're a service or a product in manufacturing, but usually somewhere between $500,000 on up to $30 million in revenue. And so, but they've got a little bit of a track record, and they, you know, they've experienced the reality of, you know, difficulty of hiring good people and producing quality results through their people, and dealing with competition issues and marketing challenges and finance issues, and they've probably starting to experience that. But most importantly, for them personally, feeling like, you know what, I'm not absolutely certain that my business is serving my life.
Right.
You know, and or they begin to recognize that. So we would say demographically, I sort of described it, all cross-section of industries. Psychographically, they're these open-minded people that say, you know what, I know I need to do something different than what I'm doing because I'm just not going to get anywhere running on this, you know, the wheel like a mouse does.
Yeah, I got it. So let's get into it. So how do you then, you know, your segment topic was building a scalable, highly efficient systems driven business. How do you do that? What's the work that you do, and what makes it unique, what you're bringing to clients?
Great question. First of all, part of the premise behind everything that we're doing here is grounded in this idea that business often gets very complicated. It is. I mean, there's so many moving parts we have to think about, as you know.
Yep.
You know,
right.
Between finance and marketing and employees and IT and all of that. And we know that if any one area of that business is not functioning well, it's like the weakest link in a chain. You know, you
right.
could have great marketing and lead generation and conversion, but if you're not managing your finances, your receivables well, it's going right out the back door. And
right.
what we've concluded is this, that most professionals, you know, if you're an engineer, if you're a chef, if you're an accountant, they have a process or an approach to how they do things. Chefs use a recipe. Accountants use generally accepted accounting principles. Engineers have, you know, methodologies for how they do their work. But if you ask a business owner, what's your approach to business, they, you know, they have to sort of admit that they're winging it. So we've
right.
come to this conclusion that that's the case. Now, not unlike what Shannon was, you know, talking about earlier, we feel very strongly that the key to the success of any business is dependent on the quality of the systems. And if you want to improve your business, you improve your systems. And so what our core focus is on helping a business integrate what we call the systems development cycle, which is very simply get the initial documentation of your systems completed, and functioning and working, not just in an operations manual sitting around collecting dust.
Right.
And then set up a cycle where those every one of those systems gets evaluated in a systematic way. And it's whether it could be the business owner, it could be any number of employees in the business are self-evaluating their own systems, making a decision at that point, do we need to innovate that system, and then going through a process of innovating and reinstalling that system into the business. It's a cycle. And so if we believe in this idea that the key to success of a business is dependent on the quality of your systems, then the key to growing a successful, scalable business is to integrate this cycle. Because then what we're doing is we're continuing the process indefinitely.
Sure.
And
you're constantly improving it. It's never done.
Yeah, exactly. So pragmatically, there's the process that we help the clients install that walks them through developing the systems, evaluating their systems, innovating their systems. But beyond that, it's about creating a culture throughout your business that supports that. Because if we truly want to create a business that's not people dependent, then it can't just be the business owner that's driving this process. And so it's almost like if somebody were to integrate QuickBooks into their business, or let's take a sales program like Salesforce, and you buy the software program and you go, okay, well, we've got the software program, so let's put it on everybody's computer, but nobody, they don't customize it, they don't format it for that business, then you really haven't done anything.
Right.
But it isn't until you sit down with all the employees and say, this is how we use this software, this is how we do this, and get everybody using it. And the same is true with our approach, the level 7 approach, which is very simply more than just, hey, we're going to document all these systems, everybody, and you know what that's like, right, Steve? It's not an easy task, and you get a lot of resistance, and people aren't, it's not sexy. I hate to say that documenting systems and doing that is not sexy and exciting. The results are, but, you know, nobody wants to be a part of that. But when they begin to see how they're involved in this process of being like mini entrepreneurs, as I like to say, and empowering people to engage in the improvement of a business, because I've discovered, and maybe you have seen this too, that employees really do want their businesses to be successful.
Yes.
You know, I had a client.
Everyone wants to be part of a winning team.
They do. And, you know, I'll never forget, a couple of years ago, I was working with a client, and they were in Cleveland, Ohio, and they asked me to come out, you know, and spend some time on site. And the business owner was a very, very successful business. And business was serving his life. And, you know, we'd gone through the process of implementing level 7 there. And so he had some choices. Do I grow the business, or do I kind of set back and let it just kind of, you know, go on automatic pilot like it's going right now? And so when I got out there, he asked me to meet with the employees, about 15 or 16 employees individually. And I think almost unanimously, they all said, we want this business to grow. It became so the business owner didn't know, should I expand the business or should I just let it keep going the way it is? They all said, I want it to grow. Because it represented new opportunities, and like you said, people want to be on a winning team.
Right.
So one of the things that we've defined is what we consider to be the 7 most important systems to implement into the business, in addition to this idea of the system. Number 1, what we call the system of defining results. Everything you do in your business has to have a predetermined result or outcome. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to conduct your meetings, the result of answering the telephones, why your business exists, what your culture is going to be, what the purpose and result of each employee of the business. Developing a system that supports that is absolutely critical. Number 2, the principle of knowing what's true, or the system of knowing what's true, basically says that we need to be objective in evaluating the performance of everything that we do here. So instead of guessing and saying, oh, I think we should do this, we have to have information like, are my employees performing? Well, how do I know that unless I have objective data? Number 3 is the system of facilitating compliance, creating an environment where we can absolutely count on and trust our people to follow through with whatever's been delegated to them 100% of the time. Because, you know, if you have systems in place but people aren't operating them, then they're worthless. Then we've wasted our time.
Right.
Number four, the system of conveying information, which is all about making sure that we're communicating effectively in our organization, that as leaders, we're effectively communicating to the people in our organization to create what I call an enthusiastic collective focus, get people bought in and excited about the vision, and then also creating a forum and an environment for their people to share and contribute to the growth of the business and really talk about, hey, this is where, you know, this is how I'm feeling about the business. So very, very important system. Fifth is the system of creating replication, which is all about getting that systems development cycle installed into the business, deciding what your systems are going to look like, what are the templates going to be, where are they going to be housed, and so on and so forth. Number six is the system of threading culture. One of the things that's very interesting, I had a client years ago back in the old eMyth days that was very concerned about this intense focus on developing systems and not as much energy putting into culture. And we know that they're great businesses. When you think about Nordstrom's and Southwest Airlines and Ritz-Carlton, they have these phenomenal cultures associated to them, Zappos shoes. They've got these great cultures. They've got great systems. And so we focus intently on making sure that the culture of the business is threaded and it becomes part of the personality of the organization, but isn't dependent on the business owner being there. And then finally, the system of improving performance, which is all about being more systematic and more intentional about the innovation of the business. As you know, most business owners are the primary drivers of innovation, and in some cases, I find that they have what they call interrupt innovation. They go to an event, they listen to a seminar, they read a book, and they come into their business one day and they say, "Hey, we're going to change this." And then next week it's something new, and next week it's something new. And at one point, the employees stop listening.
Yeah.
And so the system of improving performance is all about creating an environment that supports that innovation in the business.
Yeah,
so those are the seven most critical systems in the business, according to Level 7.
Well, that's I like it. So and I assume that the e-book that you're offering our listeners goes into more depth about those seven systems, true?
Absolutely, absolutely. They can go to my website.
Tell us a little bit more about that and where our listeners can get that, because we're just about out of time.
Yeah, thank you. If they go to my personal website, EdenSunshine.com, you can either Google Eden Sunshine or just go to EdenSunshine.com. Right on that front page, there's a book called Build a Better Business, the super simple system to building and growing a highly high-performing, sustainable, high-efficient organization. And if they download that, they'll get a very quick summary and overview of what I've just shared today. And in addition, if they like, we're extending an opportunity to your listeners to partake in a 30-minute free strategy call with myself or one of our implementation specialists to help them sort of evaluate whether or not our approach is relevant to their business and help them brainstorm and sort of mastermind on whether or not it's relevant, and maybe they're already on track and we can give them some suggestions on some gaps that they might be able to fill in. It's not a sales call. We're not going to ask anybody to do business with us. It's a service that we're extending to your listeners today.
That's great. No, to have a free book and to have a free 30-minute call, I mean, that's excellent, Eden. So I really appreciate you being on the show. Great information. And I look forward to having you back in the future, because there's a heck of a lot more that we could talk about how really owners can implement this philosophy to again, make their lives better, get more of what they want out of their business. But the other point that I make is to really enhance the value of their business as well.
Absolutely, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
I heard you say earlier they have some choices, and that's really the key to all this, being able to have the choices to make whatever decisions, whether they sell their business or scale it or simply have a business that's paying them and not being in it. So it's all good.
All good choices. Eden, I appreciate it once again. Have a great weekend, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Great. Thanks a lot, Steve.
All right. Thank you. So that's Eden Sunshine. Probably easiest to go to his personal website, EdenSunshine.com, E-D-E-N, Sunshine.com. Download his book. Take advantage of talking with him for 30 minutes just to strategize about how your business could be more a reflection of what it is that you want out of your life.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Please visit ultimatebusinessowner.com to contact Steve for more tips, strategies, and precautions to help you create the business and the life you have always dreamed of. Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.